Clippers sideline. So Barrett had to back up and get away from the ball. Had to watch it roll. And so California, nonetheless, though, starts out in excellent field position. But a good kick, a 44-yarder. And we have 12:24 to go in a one-point big game. Barrett poured out to the left. And Stanford, by the way, is leading. In case you just tuned in that one-point differential. Tuggle and Story. Gilbert rolls left. Upstairs to David Lewis. Completed the 45, down to the 40. He's got a block. He's to the 30. He's down to the 22-yard line. Drops the ball, but the play was dead. They'll mark it at the 21. David Lewis, one of the finest tight ends in the country. Maybe, without any doubt, the best in the Pac-10. There will be arguments, I'm sure, from other schools. But he's having a sensational year. He came into this game as the number two receiver in the Pac-10. And that one was good for 37 yards. Bears at the 21-yard line, first and 10, with 12 minutes to go. Danny Mosley comes in. Lewis stays in as a receiver, and Mosley goes in at tight end. Tuggle and Story in the backfield. On the far hash mark, going from left to right in the fourth quarter. Hand off to Tuggle, the short side of the field. Surprising call, down to the 19, and we got a holding call right now against the Bears. That's the way it looks to me. Jackson making the tackle along with Kevin Bates.
Right.
Well, that is the wrong time for a Bear to make that mistake.
Especially on a running play like that, Joe. There's no real reason to try and hold a fella.
Bears have already been penalized 5 times for 55 yards. That one really hurts, and as Jan says, it just makes no sense at all in a running play. This doesn't add up. So a big mistake, perhaps, by California, dropping them already in very questionable field goal range. So it's first and 20 at the 32-yard line. Bears want to at least move down another 10 or 15 yards, give Cooper an honest shot at it here. 11:36 to go. Stanford leading by one. Brett Ford to the right. Story and Tuggle in the backfield. Gilbert to throw. Goes upstairs for the bomb. Receiver is out there.
Oh, my goodness! What a bonanza! If you thought the Brett Ford catch was great, this one was better! A one-handed catch by Wes Hall, diving into the end zone!
Woo-hoo! Well, I never thought I'd see a catch like Ford's once in a game. We have now seen perhaps the two finest catches ever in a big game right here. Up there was Steve Sweeney's remarkable grab in 72. And this one, Wes Howell down the left sideline. Again, a pass that seemed to be too far. And Howell reached out one-handed on the sideline of the end zone. Caught it one-handed, brought it down, then fell out of bounds. The official called a touchdown. The Bears have the lead 19-14, and this has been one that they'll have to write a whole new book about.
A mirror image of the Moret Ford catch just on the opposite side of the same end zone. And, Joe, is this what we did the whole season for, to get ready to be able to handle all this emotion?
Oh, my goodness. What a play. What a play. And Gilbert is 17 out of 27, 302 yards. This has all the markings of a classic, I'll say. It's already had two plays. No Cal fan, particularly, will ever forget these two receptions. Oh, my goodness. Get the videotape machines out and get ready to record this one, folks, when you watch the highlights with Barry tomorrow, wherever they are in your area, Barry Tompkins, because this has been something. And the Bears are going for 2 points. They lead at 19-14. They see no advantage to 20-14. Ball at the 3-yard line. Story and Tuggle in the backfield. Faking the handoff. Gilbert rolls right. Wants to throw into the end zone. There appeared to be interference, but David Lewis was blocked off the play by Hutchings, and it's simply called an incomplete pass. But with 11:24 to go, California now back in the lead. California 19, Stanford 14. Will be back after this timeout.
Stanford, now trailing by 5, begins a long drive. And with 7 minutes to play, the Cardinals have the ball at their own 40.
Elway now, listen to this, Jim. He's 20 out of 29, but his yardage has not been that dramatic yet. Only 217. That's not bad, but for most guys. Elway looking for another 300-yard day yet, maybe. Inside handoff. Vincent White cuts outside. Breaks the tackle. He's in midfield. He may go the distance. Out of bounds. bounds at the 30. He has great speed, but Quamond Williams had the angle on him and forced him out of bounds at the 30. And a penalty against California. So the play holds up. Elway stood back waiting for the official to tell him what it was, with nervous apprehension written all over him, and cheered lustily when he found out it was against Cal. A 29-yard gain.
Stanford's in the position in the field now where they can do just about anything they want. Elway's got enough room for let his receivers work. Tough position for the Bear defense.
7:19 to play. First and 10 at the 30. California 19, Stanford 14. Elway with Dotterer and Hooper in the backfield, left and right. Emile Harry out to the left. Mullins to the right. Elway falls down for the second time today on the snap. It appears just like last time, he seemed to trip over his center's foot.
And that's the effect of Gary Plummer playing so close onto the ball that he gets off just as the center makes the snap, and actually gets the center backwards far enough that he probably is taking a step backwards and catching Elway's foot there.
He lost 3 yards by falling backwards. He'll go into the shotgun on second and 13. John to throw. Giving ground. Way upstairs. Has an open man at the 12. It is complete to the 10-yard line to Tolliver. It'll be first and goal for Stanford. Sullivan was not as close on him as you would expect. Tolliver had room to make the catch. Stanford has a first and goal after a 24-yard pass.
Reggie Camp broke a tackle and then got to the backfield. He was real close to Elway. No hold called. Elway had plenty of time to float the ball up then to Tolliver.
Shades of 79, shades of 80. Two games settled by defensive stands by California in the closing minutes. Can they do it here? Leading by five. High formation. Elway gives it to Dotterer, and he goes to the 9-yard line. Freddie Williams came in fast with some help from Byron Smith, and they made the tackle.
Hitting him in the backfield, Dotterer had enough strength to get back to the line of scrimmage, but they hit him 3 yards deep in the backfield.
Well, here's the big stand maybe of the year for California. Only 6 minutes to go. It is second and goal at the 9-yard line. Stanford must get into the end zone. They might not get the ball back if they don't score a touchdown here.
Look out for Vincent White on the flare.
Dotterer to the right, Vincent White to the left, Tolliver the receiver to the left, Elway to throw, Bears are coming, out on the left flat, to Vincent White, thrown over his head, but there's a penalty flag on the play. Let's see what the call is.
White took quite a shot, he's going to come off and take a break.
There seems to be a possibility of holding against California, defensive holding. The pass was thrown very quickly, which could have an impact on why the hold was called. Oh yes, defensive holding against the Bears. What a critical time for that one.
They're calling it on Ahmad Anderson as he was trying to hold up his receiver when the big blitz was coming, as all the Bears were up the middle. The wide outs have to try and hold their man up and not let them beat him on a quick in or a quick up.
Well, that is a killer for the Bears. That really hurts them. They would have had a third down, and Stanford would be down to two plays to get that touchdown. Now, a whole new ball game. First and goal at the 5-yard line. No, excuse me. No, that's what it was not defensive. It would not be that case. They will have a second down and be at the 5-yard line. My apologies. So they've got three downs to go 5 yards. Elway brings the team up. Bears have everybody on the line of scrimmage. Elway wants to throw. Rolls to his left. Looking for the end zone. He throws it away because there was nobody open. Freddie Williams, Ahmad Anderson, John Sullivan, Gary Plummer were all back there. Quamond Williams and the ball went in the stands. He throws so hard.
And Elway is really reacting to that pressure. He sprinted out of there in a hot hurry, trying to get away from the rush from the inside. Did momentarily, but then found no one to throw to. As the Bears began to approach him, he decided he better get rid of it.
Nobody who saw the 1979 big game will ever forget Ron Cochimilio making the big play in a similar situation against Elway. Here we go, third and five. Bears peel off just a touch now, trying to confuse Elway. He's going to throw again. Bears are right in. He lofts it toward the end zone. No good. Caught in the corner of the end zone by tremendous pressure from John Sullivan. The man was there to catch the ball, Emile Harry. Sullivan wouldn't let him. Byron Smith was on Elway like a flash, forcing him to put it up a little quicker than he wanted. And on fourth down, maybe they'll kick this. It's fourth and goal at the five. Only 5.5 minutes remaining. Harmon has come in to kick.
Will he? We'll see. I'm not convinced.
Everyone held their breath because Harry had that ball in his hands momentarily, never had possession, and then John Sullivan mugged him as he tried to come down with it.
Mark Harmon, 12 out of 18 on field goals. This one virtually an extra point. Snap, pick is up. It is good. He hits it. It is a 22-yarder. And with 5.5 minutes remaining in the 85th big game, action as usual. California 19, Stanford 17. We'll take a timeout.
After forcing a punt, Stanford began a potential game-winning drive that had put them at the California 33-yard line.
2:39 remaining. 2nd and 8, 33-yard line. Elway to throw, and he is dropped. The ball comes loose.
The first turnover of the game. The Bears have the ball in the lead with 2:32 to go.
Win or lose, no matter who wins this one, with the great games of the past, I guarantee you. Tuggle and Story in the backfield. David Lewis doesn't seem to know the play off to the left, and so Gilbert's checking off. Here's Story trying to find some room to get that first down. He threads his way out to the 46-yard line. They're a yard short of the first down, and Stanford is asked to time out. We'll hold it right here. 1:43 remaining. Dave Moronic and Dave Wyman making the tackle. 3rd and 2 for the Bears at the 45-yard line. A first down would bury Stanford. If they don't get it, they're still alive. Hand off to Tuggle. Tries to sweep outside. He does not get the first down. He does not get it. 94 seconds remaining. Arnold will kick from the 30-yard line. Bears lead it by 2 points, 19-17. And Elway capable of the quick striking play, obviously. R with lots of time, and he hits a beauty! He hits his best of the day! And it goes all the way into the end zone. Mike R coming through in probably his final kick as a collegiate player. He's hugged and cheered and grabbed and thrilled it up by what he did on that one as his teammates mob him on the sideline, a 55-yarder. 87 seconds to go. Stanford's got to get within range for a field goal, and they have one timeout left.
So what do you do if you're the Bears? You continue to put pressure on and force one-on-one coverage with your quarterbacks, or do you play back with the nickel?
Hooper and White in the backfield. John Elway at quarterback. Rogers comes up on the line of scrimmage, a safety man. Elway back to throw. Lays it down the flat to Vincent White. He falls down! White fell down to the 12-yard line, lost 8 yards. Freddie Williams came pounding in. Elway let it go quickly to White. He fell down as he started to go upfield.
No huddle for Stanford.
Stanford has only one timeout left, so they don't use it here. No huddle. 1:05 to go. They're back at their 12-yard line. Elway back to throw. Reggie Camp can't get him. Pass over the middle. Almost intercepted by Gary Plummer. It was intended for Vincent White. Plummer stepped in front of him, had the ball bounce off his hands.
What the Bears have been doing all day is allowing defensive backs or linebackers to blitz and allowing Plummer to play the middle and try and contain, so Elway, one, can't run, and two, he can help out on those little short passes over the middle. It paid off right there.
What a great game today. Big game number 85. 58 seconds to go, 3rd and 17. Elway, though, capable of the big one, always. Rogers drops off this time. So does Eddie Walsh. Elway back at his 3. Throws. Pass broken up by a dramatic diving play by Richard Rogers, who jumped in front of Emile Harry to knock it down. And the Cal fans, who of course dominate here, not by a giant margin by any means because the ticket's available to both teams, but they are going crazy.
They still have one more try, Joe. It's 4th and 17. On their own 13-yard line. The Bears better not celebrate too soon.
Obviously, there will be no punt. There's no way they would even think about it. But here's the game. 4th and 17, back at the 13-yard line. Bears start to peel off. Elway back to throw inside his 5. He's got to get this one. Looks way downfield. He's got it. It is complete at the 42-yard line. He did it. Jimmy Stewart and Plamon Williams making the tackle. Stanford racing the clock with 45 seconds and one timeout left. What a quarterback, John Elway. Callaway, what a play. Block 20, 40 seconds to go. This one's beginning to look like Mike Langford in 74. Callaway puts it up. He's got it. Caught at the 39-yard line, out of bounds. There's a possibility that that play will not count. Wait a minute. There's a possibility the receiver came back in from out of bounds. At least that's the way we saw it.
Yeah, it's no good.
No, the play counts. Play counts. So it's first and 10 at the 39-yard line. And I thought he came in from out of bounds to catch the ball, but nobody called that. So with 31 seconds to go, they still have that timeout left. They'll still need to get a little further downfield. Here's Elway bringing him up. Pitch back. Breaking to his left is Dotterer. Dotterer may go all the way. He is dropped at the 17-yard line. He swept to his left on a beautiful play. Anderson and Rogers make the tackle, but Stanford is now in position to win with a field goal. Oh, my goodness, what a finish. Clock has 23 seconds remaining, and they still have their timeout left. Clock begins to run again. It's down to 18. Let's see what Elway does. Pitch back. Gives it to Dotterer. Sweeps to his right. He's dropped at the 18-yard line. And now, with 8 seconds to go, Kevin Bone makes the tackle. Stanford calls the timeout and sets themselves up to win the game with a field goal of 35 yards. What a finish. I'll tell you, this is something. And for John Elway to pull this out after being 4th and 17 on his own 13-yard line with less than a minute to go is one of the most remarkable finishes you'll ever see. Harmon's a great kicker. This is a gimme for Harmon from the 35, a 35-yard kick, 8 seconds to go. Mark Harmon, 35-yard kick will win it. Listen to the crowd. Here's the snap. Here's the kick. It is long enough. It is good. Save the Bears as Stanford piles out on the field. Now there will be a 15-yard penalty against Stanford on the kickoff. A recuperance is about what it comes down to.
Joe, so this is the big game. Awesome. Flow of emotions back and forth. Great football.
Well, this is some show, I'll tell you. And now, the Bears in a seemingly impossible situation. They have only one timeout left. They pretty well have to run it back to save the game. And boy, talk about a heartbreaking way to lose. But what a great way to win if you are a Stanford fan. 8 seconds to go, 35-yard kick by Harmon. We'll go right up there with Langford's kick in 74, which was further, of course, a 50-yarder at the buzzer. The Bears' problem is that although the kickoff will now come from the 25-yard line, it's unlikely that Ford can get the ball and get out of bounds far enough upfield to set up one try at the field goal. What a recovery by Stanford. You have to give them all sorts of credit. Fourth and 17 at their own 13-yard line. A defeat staring them in the face, and they saved it. They pulled it out. What a show. All right, here we go with the kickoff. Harmon will probably try to squib it, and he does. Ball comes loose, and the Bears have to get out of bounds. Rogers along the sideline. Another one. They're still in deep trouble at midfield. They tried to do a couple of... The ball is still loose as they get it to Rogers. They give it back now to the 30. They're down to the 20. Oh, the band is out on the field. He's going to go into the end zone. He's going into the end zone. Will it count? The Bears have scored, but the bands are out on the field. There were flags all over the place. Wait and see what happens. We don't know who won the game. There are flags on the field. We have to see whether or not the flags are against Stafford or Cal. The Bears may have made some illegal laterals. It could be that it won't count. The Bears, believe it or not, took it all the way into the end zone. If the penalty is against Stanford, California would win the game. If it is not, the game is over and Stanford is won. We've heard no decision yet. Everybody's milling around on the field. The Bears have won! The Bears have won! Oh my God! The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heartrending, exciting, thrilling finish in the history of college football. California has won the big game over Stanford. Oh, excuse me for my voice, but I have never seen anything like it in the history of I've ever seen any game in my life. The Bears have won it. There will be no extra point. Hold it right here. Don't anybody go away.
26 Mahomes scores it.
After just about everybody on the kickoff team handled the ball, Kevin Mahone finally did it, and he ran through 15 members of the Stanford band. Nobody tackled him. The Bulls.
Glenn Shapiro, our statistician, has just held up a card, and it says the truth. The Stanford band just cost their team that ball game. The Stanford band ran out on the field. It left all the defenders in an impossible situation to get to the Bears carrying the ball. They couldn't tackle them. The band, in effect, served as extra blockers. The official had no choice but to let the play go as was. The Bears have scored on the kickoff, brought it all the way back. At least five men handled the ball on one lateral after another. I thought Rodgers was dead at one point. He got rid of the ball. I believe it was Kevin Mahone, as Jan said, that scored the winning touchdown as the kickoff came from the 25-yard line. This place is like it has never been ever. Stanford can't believe it.
The field is covered with people. Stanford is standing around in a daze. The band is in the corner, don't know what to do. Blue and gold is all over the field, jumping in joy. 25-20 is the final score. The University of California has won the 85th big game.
The only thing we're not sure of, Jan, is we'd like to credit the Stanford tuba player who threw the key block on the drum. We will be back, believe it or not, if we can compose ourselves, right after this with a recap of today's unbelievable game.
On KTO, News Talk Radio 81.
Welcome back to Berserkly. It is indescribable here. The field is absolutely overwhelmed with Cal fans. The Stanford band is beside themselves with disappointment. They can't believe what happened to them, in effect, because they were on the field before the play ended, but they thought the play was over. They, in effect, blocked and allowed Kevin Mahone to score the winning touchdown. To recap it from the top, I know we got crazy because it was an hysterical scene. There were so many laterals, so many times it appeared that the Bears were finished, that the ball was simply being stopped cold, that it was impossible to even follow who had the ball, because the Bears, when they finally got down into Stanford territory, had the problem of having to run through the Stanford band. We literally couldn't see who had the ball or who was running with it. I guarantee you, if you watch college football for the rest of your life, you will never again see or hear a game to match this one for pure dramatic excitement in the most spectacular, crazy, amazing, remarkable games I have ever seen. You cannot believe the sight here at Berkeley as the axe is now being carried. The axe is now being carried around the field by the Bears. Rich Dixon, I believe, has got his hands on it. Rich Dixon's got it in his hands. It looks like trying to pick out some of the other players down there, Jan. But again, we should point out it's Kevin Mahone. If it is not sound like a credible broadcast of the final play, my apologies. But believe me, we didn't know how to call it till it was over either.
I don't want to apologize. It was just so wonderful to be a part of this event today. And down at the end, it looked like the old blue rugby team. The old Blues that have been the national champions year after year had put that play in, because at least six or seven different Bears touched the ball as they lateraled it. All good legal laterals moving downfield before Mahone finally ran through the Stanford band into history.
I don't think a single person in the entire sellout crowd has walked outside the confines of the stadium yet, even to go underneath the stands and party some more. The field is indescribable yet. It is so packed, so full, that the players for California trying to go around the field carrying the big axe, which they have won back as they finish their season 7-4, have had to have a path, need a path cleared for them to walk around the stadium. And what is more dramatic than anything is the overwhelming movement, action, and excitement of blue and gold against the Red Sea down to our right that is stunned into absolute silence. They are virtually immobile. I have not seen a member of the Sanford band so much as move in the past 3 minutes. They are just now beginning to try to get some semblance of sanity back into their lives as they reflect on the fact that they, in a way, helped the California Golden Bears win the 85th big game here today by a score of 25-20. Once again from here in Berkeley, where the serenading and the songs and the music and the parties will go on late into the night as people, years from now, a million of them will say, well, they were here today for what has to be, as of this moment, the greatest big game in history. The California Golden Bears win it. Once again, the final score, California 25, Stanford 20.